Good morning, and thank you for holding. Welcome to Melnyk's earnings call concerning the results of the second quarter of 2022. Here with us today are Mr. Juliano Melnyk, CEO, and Mr. Carlos Wallenweber, CFO and Investor Relations Director. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and that all participants will only be listening to the teleconference during Melnyk's presentation. After that, we will begin the questions and answer session when further instructions will be provided. In case you require assistance during the conference, you may request help by pressing asterisk zero. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously over the internet via webcast and may be accessed at the website ri.melnyk.com.br, where this presentation will be available. The selection of slides will be controlled by you. The replay of the event will be available as soon as it ends. We remind you that the participants of this webcast may register via website questions for Melnyk, which will be answered after the end of the presentation. Before we proceed, we would like to clarify that any statements that might be made during this teleconference regarding Melnyk's business prospects, as well as its operating and financial projections and goals, are based on beliefs and assumptions held by the company's management. Forward-looking considerations are not guarantee of performance and involve risk, uncertainties, and assumptions since they refer to future events that depend on circumstances that may or may not happen. Investors and analysts should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the company's future outcomes and may lead to results that materially differ from those expressed in these future considerations. I now give the floor to Mr. Wallenweber, who will present the results, and after his presentation, we will open for Q&A. Mr. Wallenweber, you have the floor.
Good morning, everyone. It is with great satisfaction that we now present Melnyk's operating financial results for the second quarter. Before we begin this presentation, I'd like to briefly go over the highlights of the quarter, as you can see in slide two. Net sales in the quarter totaled 286 million and represented 148% growth in relation to last year's second quarter. In the first half year, we sold 373 million, a 66% increase in relation to the same period of 2021, as you can see in the graph on the upper left side of the page. The good sales results are clearly reflected on the financial results. Our net revenues in the first six months were 512 million. Gross profit was 124 million. Net income was 52 million, representing 47%, 51%, and 93% increase respectively. In this quarter, we purchased four plots of land, and our gross land bank totals 5.6 billion in PSV, of which 29% consists of projects ready to be launched. Moving on to the presentation proper in slide three, we break down our launches. We launched in the first six months 792 million PSV, of which Melnyk's share is 380 million. Upper and middle income segments represented 77% of total PSV. The Urbanizadora unit represented 14%, and affordable housing segment 9%. In the second quarter, we launched Nilo Square Mix with 185 million in PSV, and the third phase of Open Canoas with 28 million of PSV. You'll find photos of these projects in the next slide. In slide five, we move on to our net sales, which as already mentioned, were 268 million in the quarter and 373 million in the half year. The launch SOS in the second quarter was a very healthy 40%, as was the average SOS, which ended at 21%. Regarding the deliveries this year and in 2023,
80% and 75% respectively, are already sold. We delivered in the second quarter, as you can see in detail in the next slide, two projects. The first phase of Open Canoas in affordable housing segment, consisting of 200 units, which were delivered 100% sold, and the lots development Central Park, consisting of 283 lots and 99% sold. Moving on to slide 7, we see the breakdown of inventory. We ended the quarter with 1.1 billion in PSV, representing a 13% reduction in relation to the previous quarter. Out of inventory under construction, representing 827 million in PSV, 72% will be delivered between 2023 and 2025. Out of the concluded inventory, which totals 267 million, 29% is leased following the reversible lease model. It is worth noting that our rate of conversion of leases into sales has been on average 55%. In the next slide, we break down our land bank. In this quarter, we purchased four plots in the city of Porto Alegre and its metropolitan region with a PSV of 671 million. Currently, our land bank totals 5.6 billion PSV, 4.1 billion of its Melnick share. We have been increasing the percentage of land purchased in cash, which currently amounts to 24% of our total land bank. Moving on to financial indicators in slide 9, we had net revenues of 305 million in the quarter and 512 million in the first half year, which represents an increase in relation to 2021 of 66% and 47% respectively. Our gross profit in the quarter was 64 million and 124 million in the half year, which means a solid growth of 50% and 51% respectively, as you can see in the graphs at the top of the page. The net income in the quarter was 52 million, a 93% increase when compared with the first half of last year. We present our capital structure in the next slide. We ended the quarter with a gross debt of only 88.5 million, all of it concentrated on financing to production for the development of our ongoing projects, with a cash position of 388 million, which translates into a net cash to equity ratio of 24%, as demonstrated in the chart on the left side of the slide. In this quarter, we paid in dividends to shareholders 24 million. We spent in operating cash in the quarter 27 million, in accordance with our strategy of increasing the percentage of land purchased in cash in our land bank, prioritizing the more liquid projects. And now I give the floor to Juliano, Melnick's CEO. Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. I think in spite of the challenging scenario, we had a significant increase. We were able to reach our plan for growth, almost 800 million in launches in the half year. On the wrong way of the market, where we see reduction in our inventory, especially in the sales, we reduced 66% in relation to previous half year. The success of Medei project, we also followed that up with the success in other projects. I believe that in our launches, considering the moment of the market, we were able to achieve good SOS and also good prices. We launched the residential part of the commercial part is a little ahead in the future. A result of this good operating 70%, and the net revenue was 47% above. Finally, with improvement in the scenario, we have an important part of our land bank already scheduled for launch, awaiting for better conditions in the market. I think that's what I had to say. So I'd like to thank you all for your presence. We are open now for your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the questions and answers session. To ask a question, please press asterisk 1. To withdraw your question from the list, press asterisk 2. Our next question comes from Juan Argeton from XP Investments. You may proceed. Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for your presentation. I have two questions. The first one, to understand your prospects for launches in the second half year. If you're going to focus more on the sales of inventory and decelerate the launches, if you are planning to accelerate the launches, especially in this scenario where we have elections and the World Cup. So, and the second question is to understand a little bit the pressure on your margins. I would like to understand if you are feeling this pressure on the margins. And just a compliment, what can we expect in terms of these margins for the second half year? If you're going to offer a less discount. Thank you. Well, Juan, thank you for your questions. I begin talking about the second half year. We do not give guidance, as you know. We prefer to go from launch to launch, feeling the conditions in the market. We see what the market has been telling us, and then we decide on the launches. As I mentioned, the Nilo Square, we sold very well. So we're going to move on with our plan for launches. We have an important launch of a plot of land. It's 1 hectare piece of land in front of a square in Porto Alegre. That's a very good place. And now in the set, this is going to be at the end of the next quarter or the beginning of the last quarter. We are depending on some approvals, but we will move on with our launches. We're going to do it one by one. And if by any chance the macroeconomic scenario changes, then we may be able to hold on some launches. But in principle, we have been launching very well. So I'll now give the floor to Carlos to talk about the margins. Part of his answer has to do with some costs. We had some increase in costs, but in spite of the pressure from costs, we have been able to keep the prices. We've been talking about this, but our engineering was able to keep their costs under control. Especially, we still have some pressure on the costs in construction. But this is a little different from São Paulo, for example. We have some particularities, but we have been able to keep this pressure from costs under control. And now Carlos will talk a little bit about margins. So let's go. About the margin in the quarter. We had Medei in April with a sales volume above what we were expecting. It was a success. We were able to sell a lot of concluded units inventory. It has a lower margin. But of course, it impacted our margins more or less 200 basis points when we look at our recurring margins. In the quarter, we had a very good volume of sales, which shows that our pricing strategy is on the spot. Looking forward, if you see in the details of our release, we will see an increase in our REF margin. Because this will have a forward effect along coming quarters. The launches that we have been having, Nilo Square, which launched the mix, we were able to achieve a very interesting price per square meter. We're going to have another launch, Dadinilo, that will come with an adjusted price per square meter. We have been able to transfer the two prices even a little above our prospects for launches, and our REF margin will react to that. When we look at future launches, where we put cash in, of course, margin will be higher. In the first quarter, we launched the residential phase of Nilu, and this was part in cash, so the margin was 29%, above the 25% average that we usually get on a quarterly basis. So the gains in prices from the previous launches, when we begin launching products from land that we have acquired in cash, we're going to see a gradual expansion in our margins. Thank you, it's clear. Our next question, Rafael Heder, Banco Safra. You may proceed. Good morning. Thank you for the questions. I have two questions. You're talking about a more challenging scenario that have a better guarantee for sales. With these changes in the program of affordable housing, Casa Verde Amarela, if this will affect your sales, how you see this impact? And the second question, something you have been talking about, and if you are planning to expand into other regions, how developed is this idea? How's this expansion project is going? Well, Rafael, thank you for your question. Let me answer the first one regarding open units. We'll move on with the same strategy. More or less. One or two launches with smaller PSVs and learning from this segment. Following the lessons learned from Urbanizadora, which we already have experience with. Open is a more recent project. So we'll do it from launch to launch. So our strategy will be learning from these launches. And as we learn, we're going to increase the operation. So in this market, we're going to wait maybe until the second half of the year goes over to see if we're going, in fact, speed up this expansion. Our base in Porto Alegre, but also Urbanizadora, there is a good market for this lots development, commercial projects. So this is the potential we have, but for the moment, we believe it's not the moment to start improving on this affordable housing now. So we begin with a small operation that we know we can deal with, so that nothing will affect the company. So for now, without any huge plans of increasing this affordable housing segment. Regarding the question of partnerships, it is part of our strategic planning. The higher the investment in capital to purchase land and for us to absorb the most part of the PSV of the products we launch, and to help us grow without increasing the volume of PSV in terms of units. It's also part of our strategic planning, the growth through partnerships, both in Porto Alegre as in its metropolitan region, or maybe in other cities in the southern region of the country. We have been studying this. We have some negotiations undergoing. When we have some developments, we are going to inform the market, probably in the coming quarters. Okay, thank you for the answer. Next question, Elvis Credential from BTG Pactual. You may proceed. Good morning, Juliano, Carlos. The first question is about land bank. If you can share with us what the purchases are going, if you see good opportunities to purchase good quality land, also from a pricing standpoint, I would like more an update of what you have been doing, dealing with the construction costs at the end on the construction. Some specific materials have had their price increased. How you're dealing with this? Well, Elvis, thank you for the questions. Talking about land bank, we purchased a few plots of land, paying cash. The land that we bought in cash refer to projects that we call like simpler approval processes. Let me highlight one of them. We bought it at an auction. In the first auction, there was no interest bids. We talk about a region that we do not have a lot of capitalized companies in that region, so we expect to. So at this auction, we were able to buy the land for a price way below the market. So due to the lack of competitiveness, we were able to achieve this advantage, which is a plot of land that's very well located. It's in the middle or middle upper income segment. As the other land was part swap and part cash, so we have a more traditional project there in the upper income. So we have seen good opportunities. For those people who know the region in Porto Alegre, it's very difficult to find good lots in this place where we were able to purchase one. So we chose very carefully these plots. Alvaro Alvim land plot, we were able to purchase it for a very good price. For example, the project in Canoas, we're going to have a launch. And now we're talking about the Urbanizadora segment. In the central area of Canoas, we have this project. It was very successful. So we have been finding these opportunities to improve our land bank with plots of land of high quality, and which leaves us under less pressure to launch. In relation to the cost, construction costs, Carlos will answer. So let's go, Melnick. It is at the end of one cycle of its land bank. At the end of this year, probably in the fourth quarter of this year and first quarter of next year, we're going to be at the end of a cycle of delivery of projects, and we'll be able to deliver all these projects within cost in spite of the pandemic scenario we went through during the construction of these projects, but we are able to maintain the projects ongoing. We have already incorporated in this project all the rising in construction material prices, so we are very confident that the launches that we have in our balance sheet. Regarding the increasing prices that impacts the cost, regarding the INCC inflation index, The INCC and the effective cost of construction are on a par with each other. We see a stabilization in terms of the price of materials. And the labor cost has increased basically due to the annual salary adjustments that we have. So we are very confident regarding this deliveries of these projects. Your answer is clear. Thank you. Remember that to ask a question, please press asterisk one. To remove your question from the list, press asterisk two. Please hold while we collect more questions. Again, remember to ask a question, please press asterisk one. To withdraw your question from the list, press asterisk two. Please hold while we collect new questions. We now conclude the Q&A session. I would like to give the floor back to the CEO, Mr. Juliano Melnick, for his final remarks. Well, thank you for being here today. I'd like to thank you for being here and see you in our next earnings call. Thank you. Melnick's earnings call is now concluded. We thank you for your participation. Have a nice day.